Hey, everybody. There are a ton of ways that you can follow us online. We've got our website, realnerdspodcast.com, that you can go to, and you can read articles and find the podcast episodes there as well. If you like social media, you can follow us on Facebook at Real Nerds Podcast or on Twitter and Instagram at Real Nerds. You can also call us anytime and leave a voicemail at 720-6NERDS5, and then we'll play your voicemail on the show. Thanks for listening. I hope you like us.
A real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd
doesn't
can
talk through film. I'm sorry.
Take it outside.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot, and a real nerd can follow the plot, and a real nerd will turn out all the gods. Lights, camera, action.
Well, Tom, my name's Ryan. I'm part of the Real Nerds Podcast. This is Brad. He's our producer.
Hey, Brad.
He just wears the headphones. And
okay.
Tom, what do you do? What are you doing here at Comic-Con?
Well, I actually am carrying a box of comics around that I started collecting a long time ago. And I just thought, well, maybe this is a good time to see if I can sell them. And I went and visited a fellow at Heritage Auctions.
Uh-huh.
But the reason I even knew about him is because I collect movie posters.
Oh, you really? What is your most prized movie poster that you have been?
Most prized? That's hard to say. I have an Invasion of the Body Snatchers half sheet style B.
Amazing.
A very rare one. I actually have it on consignment right now.
Wow.
So that's probably my big one. My favorite ones, I really like The Rocketeer.
Oh, yeah.
You've seen that poster.
Oh, yeah, it's a beautiful poster.
Chinatown.
Another amazing one.
Yeah.
So you like the really iconic ones then.
Right.
But, I mean, I guess Rocketeer, not really, because not a huge box office smash.
No, but the image.
The image is amazing.
Art Deco. Don't do things like that anymore. At all. I mean,
no.
They didn't do it before.
The Captain America poster isn't that way, but the movie had the Art Deco feel to it, and it was really fun.
I like that. I like that quite a bit.
And you mentioned Prometheus before you sat down. Have you
right.
seen Prometheus?
I have seen Prometheus.
And what did you think of Prometheus?
I thought it was great.
We did too. We loved it.
You know, I've seen the reviews out there, and a lot of people were sort of, you know, I think Rotten Tomatoes or some site like that had about 75%.
Yeah.
So people are like, it's good, but they don't think it's great. And then Roger Ebert actually gave it 100.
Wow.
He thought it was a masterpiece.
Wow.
What about you? I mean, I think it's a little short of a masterpiece, but visually it's amazing.
I think short of masterpiece, yes. Visually, it's an amazing movie. But I think the story's told really well. I think it's shot very beautifully. I think it's a really cool movie. A masterpiece, I don't know. I'll have to watch it again because I really want to. I thought it was one way. My wife there was telling me about how she interpreted it, and it blew my mind.
Oh, really?
Yes.
It is open to interpretation.
It is.
It's funny that the reviews I read, people were either saying, hey, you know, I really like that it didn't tell you everything, that it lets you figure it out for yourself,
yeah.
Or, hey, they told you everything. They didn't leave anything to your imagination, and I don't really understand that.
Yeah, I agree.
I consider myself a pretty bright person, and I thought it left some things open. I mean, for instance, you know, and I don't know... Maybe I should give a spoiler alert here or something like that.
We've already spoiled the movie, so by the time you're on our podcast, people already have listened to it will know.
I would hope so. But, you know, at the end, she's saying, you know what, I want to take off and find that planet where these guys came from and ask them why.
Yeah.
And in the back of my mind, I was thinking, I want to go back to this planet full of this crap that they just, you know, built all these WMDs. They just, I'm probably saying it wrong. And drop it off on them, see how they deal.
Exactly.
With it.
We thought it'd be a cool. This is James, by the way.
Hey, James.
We thought it'd be cool if they did a movie where it was her traveling to find them.
Yeah.
Where it would be her and a robot head, friend.
Oh, it just sounds like the cover of an old serial novel. You know, like you can just see the image of, you know, her carrying a head in an alien ship. Like it's such a cool idea.
Yeah. I think they ended it that way for a reason. I think they've already made 5 of them, so why not make a 6th one?
And why not make one that goes somewhere else?
Right.
You know, why not make one that stays in that universe, those ideas we love, but do something different?
Yeah. Now, how well did you think they pieced things together at the end? Because, you know, it wasn't entirely a prequel, but obviously the last 20 minutes or so, they're lining everything up. The ship had to fall a certain way, and you know, we had to get a creature to look kind of like the alien in the movies.
Yeah.
What's interesting is if you go back and look through, I mean, Damon Lindelof is not an idiot, no matter what some people on the internet would say about him. He makes some deliberate choices, and so does Ridley Scott, to make it not line up, to add a little doubt. You know, the ship doesn't quite fall exactly the same way. The signal that's on, like it's like LD-230 something, or like something like that, that they say that number in Alien, it's a different number, and they purposely make it a different number to add some mystery to it. I think it's interesting, and the fact that spoilers for a movie.
Yeah, we already covered that.
Okay, good. the fact that the space jockey does not die in his car, like he doesn't die in the jockey seat. So there are obviously things
that
don't line up. So they're
like,
not
in Alien. They find that he's had a chest burster, right? I mean, something came out. Well, that didn't happen in this movie, and it's kind of hard to figure out how that would even happen. And it makes you think, well, maybe Alien actually started on a different planet.
Well, yeah, that's what I said it wrong.
Different moon.
That LD number is the number of the planet. That's
I see.
So it is actually a different planet.
Yeah. Well, there's two moons, aren't there?
Yeah.
So maybe it's the other moon.
Yeah.
But
it's pretty crazy.
You know, there were some similarities in how things looked in space in Alien to this one. So you figure, well, it's probably the same solar system or something, or the same planet they're revolving around. But
agreed. Yeah. Or they might be, you know, they obviously have the technology to travel far distances because they came to Earth.
Right.
So maybe it's far away. So we'll get to see the space adventure of a robot head and his kick-ass girlfriend.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Tom, I missed this earlier, but Brad tells me that you're selling your comic book collection. What are you selling it for?
Well, I'm trying to. I was really trying to get it, sent to auction.
Oh.
But, you're in the auction business. You got to be particular. There's a certain dollar amount that the comics have to be, and comics have changed an awful lot since I was buying them. And I think the biggest thing is that in the last, I don't know, 6 years or so, any comic that's not, even the big titles, the popular ones, the expensive ones, if they're not a 9.6 or a 9.8 or something, they're almost worthless.
Yeah.
I mean, not worthless, but boy, it's a big gap between the highly... The perfect ones and the ones that aren't so perfect.
Agreed.
Well, Tom, a lot of the fans are looking to buy, like, they just want one because it's cool and it'll look good on the wall. They don't need it in the best condition. The people who are wanting to pay a lot of money want the very best.
They're the serious collectors.
There's a big money gap there.
It's the same way in the movie poster business, too.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
You know, there's some people that just want the image, so they don't care whether it's a reprint or not.
Oh, yeah.
They just like the image. And then you get the collectors. They like the idea of it having actually been in a movie theater.
Right.
A lot of people like that idea, even if they're not collectors.
Yeah.
And so they're willing to pay a little bit more money for one that was actually in a theater and has that image. And then you got people who say, well, I want the alternate style, or I want the advance, or, you know, that kind of thing. So it's an interesting hobby.
It is.
Cool.
Thanks, Tom, for sitting down with us. I really appreciate it, and you miss it too, but he collects movie posters as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You got a Raiders of the Lost Ark poster?
Guess what he said his favorite one is, though?
A few of them.
The Rocketeer.
Oh, my God. Oh, I want to hug you so bad.
This guy loves the Rocketeer.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It's a beautiful poster.
And it's funny. You know, it's funny. You may not know this, but Dave Stevens' biggest problem with that movie, the reason he argues it didn't do well, was because he thinks that the marketing, especially that poster, wasn't good enough. He thinks it was so stylized. Like, I am the opposite way, where I'm like, that is so cool. But he thinks that it plays to people like me and not to... you know, your average Joe who would love that movie. Like, that movie's so good.
Yeah.
But no one went to see it.
Yeah.
What? How, you know?
It was a fun movie. I mean, it wasn't the world's greatest movie or anything, but...
No.
I don't know. For what it wanted to do, it did it perfectly.
Pulp Fiction comes along very rarely.
Yeah.
So when it's done even that well, it's gold, you know?
Yep. Yeah.
That's too cool, Tom.
Awesome. Well, I told you I could talk forever on movies.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's awesome. No, we appreciate your time. Thank you,
no
Tom.
Problem.
Have a nice day.
All right, you
have fun
too.
At the convention.
Hey, thanks,
all
Tom.
Right.
Well, a real nerd knows who shot. A real nerd can follow the plot. A real nerd will give it all the guts. Lights, camera, action.
Thanks for listening to Real Nerds Podcast, a Nebulous Visions production. Stream or download episodes, read articles at realnerdspodcast.com. Stream us on Apple or Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or iHeartRadio. Follow us on Facebook, Real Nerds Podcast, Twitter and Instagram, at Real Nerds. Watch us on YouTube, Real Nerds Podcast. Email us at realnerds@gmail.com. Call us at 720-6NERDS5. Thank you to Sparks Mandrill, Mike at Plan 9 Studios, and Bolognium for all of our groovy theme songs. And that's how you fucking do it.